ट्रैवल शेपर नेथन एगिलेरा, मेक्सिको, फूडी फ्लैशपैकर डॉट कॉम। नेथन एंड आई मेट इन मनीला ड्यूरिंग टीबेक्स और ट्रैवल ब्लॉग एक्सचेंज एशिया 2016। वी वेंट अराउंड चेकिंग सम क्राफ्ट बियर्स एंड वाइन्स, मी बियर्स, हिम बियर्स एंड वाइन्स। ड्यूरिंग वन ऑफ द विजिट्स टू अ रेस्टोरेंट आई डिस्कवर्ड ही नॉट ओनली लव्स फूड, ही राइट्स अबाउट इट एंड रिव्यूज इट टू। As a person, he oozes warmth and joy. His blog, Foodie Flashbacker, is drool-worthy given his outstanding knack for menu ease. Read on to know travel shaper Nathan Aguilera in his own words. Who is Nathan Aguilera? My name is Nathan Aguilera. I am the creator of Foodie Flashbacker, a food-focused travel blog. I am currently based in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I am a dual citizen, American and Mexican, obsessed with all things food, wine, scuba diving and craft beer. My belief, Indian pale ales are better than all other beers. I have been traveling full time for more than 7 years now and have been working and traveling for more than 5 years. In that time, I have visited more than 60 countries across 5 continents. I turned travel into my career about 2 years into my trip when I realized I needed a way to make money if I wanted to continue my travel lifestyle. I started my blog and doing freelance travel writing, but over the years, my focus has become my site and I do very little travel writing work now, only taking the occasional assignment. What interests Nathan in his travels? I focus on food travel. The best local dishes when you visit a destination and where to find these dishes. Food has always been a passion of mine. So, when I was told that I should find a niche in travel blogging to write about, I immediately knew it will be food. I believe food is a great way to really get to know a destination. When you learn about what the people are eating, you are learning about their culture and traditions. Nathan on his favorite destinations. Wow, I have so many. For beaches, I love Indonesia and the Philippines. For food, I love Vietnam, Mexico and Italy. For nature, Iceland or the Azores Islands of Portugal. If you are looking for all of these things in one destination, I would say Mexico or Thailand. Both have amazing food, impressive nature and stunning beaches. His experience with locals during his travels. Some of my favorite interactions are random small moments of kindness that I experienced with locals. The local family on the train in India that shared their food with me, the lady at the pharmacy in Thailand that helped patch me up when I busted my knee open, and countless people that have gone out of their way to help when I have been lost. Something that happens frequently. These small moments remind you that the majority of people around the world are good, nice and kind. Nathan's bucket list. I most want to sleep in a glass igloo under the northern lights in Finland. Eat my way across Japan and South Korea. Go vineyard hopping in South Africa and cage dive with the great white sharks in Isla Guadalupe, Mexico. His recent trip. I just came back recently from a trip to Guanajuato, Mexico, with a group of good friends. We rented a huge Airbnb and had a private mezcal tasting one night, and another night we had a private chef come in and prepare a 5-course tasting menu. It was a farewell for some friends that were headed back to the States, so it was a great way to say goodbye. His travel plans and COVID-19. My travel plans are finally starting again after more than a year of not leaving Mexico, much other than a trip back home to the US once or twice. I did quite a bit of local travel around Mexico during the pandemic, but I cancelled many other trips, including my usual summer in Europe, two trips to Guatemala, a conference in Italy, and some work trips in the US. I have a couple more trips planned around Mexico, including a visit to a wine region here, before heading home to the States briefly to get my vaccine, before going to Jamaica for my sister's birthday, and then on to Europe for several months, starting in Bulgaria. There is also a chance I may be relocating to Spain rather than coming back to Mexico, but that's still up in the air as I am working out the details. His word of advice to aspiring travel influencers: if you are going to make it your business, you need to treat it like a business. Go in with a solid plan and strategy and have marked goals in place that you are working towards. In the beginning, it was more of a hobby for me, and I watched people that have been blogging for less time than me shoot past me in terms of money and success. It wasn't until I started taking my business more seriously that I saw the results that I was looking for. Pin this travel shaper.